Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
We are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, thanks, Chris. I'm going to give a shout-out to a few Detroit Lions players. a few team members were accompanying these guys, but I'm going to shout-out to Marvin Jones, Nevin Lawson, defensive lineman George Johnson, and tight end Darren Fells. Four of these guys, Chris, a couple weeks ago, they went on an anti-bullying pep rally at a local school in that Detroit area. 90 students at an elementary school took part in its first Real Players Don't Bully pep rally. That's a that's a new initiative by PlayWorks and the NFL. It's all about having games and healthy activities and having these guys come to talk to them. But these four guys, they spent the afternoon, Chris, talking to these guys in the gymnasium, and you can see more of it at the Lions website. But some of the things they had to say, it's all in video format, you know, especially Marvin Jones. He said, you know, it's all about spreading love, spreading positivity. He says that you can learn at a very early age, and it's our job as grown-ups to teach these kids the right way to talk to people, what not to say. And I thought one of the biggest things, Chris, was Darren Fells, the tight end. He said he was a victim of bullying when he was a kid. He said growing up, you know, he was bullied quite a bit because he was overweight. He's a fat little chubby guy, he said. And he always got picked on. In fact, he got beat up a few times. And can you imagine the impact a guy like that at one of these pep rallies would have, Chris? A guy like that that was picked on. Now he's this incredibly massive NFL player who overcame all that. And that's what really sent the message to me of what good these guys are doing. But those four guys, the Detroit Lions, as a franchise and what they did as far as being part of this anti-bullying stuff, again, it's Real Players Don't Bully. You can Google that, Chris, get more information. But shout out to those Lions players this week. They did some great stuff a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, that's a great story, Bob. And, you know, I'm going to stay sort of in that same vein, if you will, because tonight, in honor of our last guest, Nick Athan, I'm putting my spotlight on former Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles for the work he does with Special Olympics. And what most people probably don't know is when Jamaal was 10 years old, he won a gold medal at the Special Olympics, and he was in the Special Olympics because he grew up having trouble reading and found out that he had a learning disability. So as a 10-year-old, he's having trouble reading, and the other kids in his class making fun of him, people telling him that he was never going to get anywhere, never going to go anywhere. But he had an opportunity to get involved with Special Olympics because of that disability, and through that discovered it, he had a talent that he didn't know about, and that talent was the ability to run really fast and compete in track and field. So through that experience, he built, you know, self-confidence. He, you know, he's carried that Special Olympics oath with him ever since then. And that oath says, let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. So now in the offseason, Jamaal goes around doing speaking engagements at Special Olympic events, doing speaking engagements in schools across the country. And by sharing his story, he gives the kids a role model to, you know, to model themselves after, if you will, something to aim for throughout their lives. And when he speaks at schools, he not only talks to the kids that have learning disabilities, but he also talks to the whole student body. And one of the goals of his speeches is to give kids who are bullying others, you know, something really to think about, right? Look at me. Look at the things that I had to deal with, things that I've overcome. Look at, you know, some of the things that, you know, of those bullies might be saying and doing to those kids. Bob, you mentioned, you know, kids getting in fights with some of the kids for whatever reason. These are the things that he wants them to see and learn and understand about what their actions are doing and who they might actually be doing those things with, that who that kid might grow up to become, someone just like Jamaal Charles. So kudos to him for the work that he is doing for Special Olympics and being a role model on a lot of different levels. And again, not only to special needs kids, but to all of us. I thought that was another really good story, Bob.
Yeah, the impact that he has had. I mean, it's just amazing that what these guys can do in just a couple hours at an elementary or high schools, and it's being done daily, Chris, and we just don't hear about it. It's our job, as you like to point out, that it's we have to get it out there and off the back page, because this is a great way to end the show.
Yes, it is. Our favorite segment of the show. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Jim Jeffcoat, Tony Collins, Ray Goff, Terry Glenn, and Nick Athen for joining us. And as always, Bob, your show outstanding. I can't thank you enough. It's always fun spending my Thursday nights with you.
Yeah, same here, Chris. And we can finally get some sleep without these midnight baseball games, right?
That's right. Looking ahead to next week, who do we have scheduled to join us? Well, Super Agent and TNT Hall of Famer Lee Steinberg going to be back with us. Look forward to catching up with Lee. Our good friend and Jets insider John Luke will be back here. Always fun having John as part of the show. Former Michigan State Packers and Colts offensive lineman Tony Mandrich going to be back with us. And Bob, Tony was so great last time. It just was never enough time to get to all the things that we wanted to. Wanted to get him back on the show again quickly. So looking forward to continuing the conversation with Tony. Our good friend John Bach is going to be back with us. Been a minute since John's been a part of the show, so good to catch up with him. And, of course, Tony Collins will join us to go through our five-star picks of the week. So, Bob, already excited for next week. Should be a lot of fun.
Looks great.
Want to remind our listeners, how can you stay up to date with what we're doing on social media? Well, first, please, on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com, because on there you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you'll be able to link back to our page over on Podbean. And we can't thank those guys enough for featuring us right there in their NFL fan section. So if you want to, you're looking for a great way, first of all, to listen to podcasts across all genres, well, Podbean's the place for you. But plus, download the Podbean app, and that way you'll be able to take us with you everywhere you go on your mobile phones. Again, big thanks to them for all of their wonderful support. On Twitter, you can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Thanks, Chris. We also want to thank our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, who does such a great job with our intro and ads. We want to send out a shout-out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band also for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day.